You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's a hot link place that I used to eat at way back in the day.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. The latest is 5 o'clock. That means at some point in this hour, you have a chance to win a pair of tickets, front row seats in the bullpen.
Wow.
And if you don't get them, blame Tyler. He's the one taking the phone calls.
That's fair.
There are people who text in and really believe Tyler has it out for them.
F you, Tyler. I've been calling all day.
I've been calling. You're not answering the phone.
I always call, Tyler. You suck.
I mean, I think he's got it rigged up.
Yeah,
I think he's got.
I know you. I know your boy. I know he definitely believes Tyler is screwing him over.
Oh,
cap every time. I know. You know how fast he be talking.
Come here, Baytown brother.
I know. No, T. Miller. He ain't trying to answer my call. I'm just trying to get some tickets. He don't never try to answer my call. You tell. but no, man. He will get you in if you are the winner. So that's coming up at some point. You got to be listening. We'll give you that cue to call, and that's when you call. So don't call now. We don't have the phone lines open, but you'll understand and hear that cue, and that's when you get on the horn, 713-572-4610, for your chance to win a pair of tickets. All right, Clint, this news here, 44-year-old Philip Rivers. 44-year-old Philip Rivers.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Grandfather Philip Rivers, who has not played in the NFL since 2020, the COVID season, is officially re-signing to quarterback needy Indianapolis Colts. He's going to be on their practice squad. Daniel Jones went down with the Achilles. You knew exactly what it was when he started slamming his helmet repeatedly into the ground, felt really terrible for him. And then Riley Leonard, former quarterback in Notre Dame, thought he had his shot, and he did. He has a knee injury, so they need quarterback help with Anthony Richardson, who is already on IR and not eligible to come off, even if he was healthy. So they are without all three of them, and they may have to potentially turn to Philip Rivers, Clint, to get in there, who, again, as we said, has not played since 2020. Hell, Clint, Rivers is currently a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. class of 2026, which I think he has a shot to get in.
Yeah, he's got a shot to be a first ballot, if he signed to the active roster, he had to wait another 5 years.
He's got to wait another 5.
Got to wait another 5 years. Maybe a lot of folks thought maybe he saw the writing on the wall, didn't think he was going to be a first ballot, so he said, what the hell, man? Let me go ahead and pull my name out of the hat. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that is wow. And this does affect the Texans. One, obviously the Colts have the same record as the Texans right now, and we thought they might have some struggles with their schedule. Now, it really turns up. Good luck. Maybe he might have to jump in and play the Seattle Seahawks on the road to kick things off. But this really does, I think, hurt their chances even more, having to turn to 44-year-old Phillip Rivers.
Well, the reality of it is I don't think Phillip Rivers signs with the Colts to help young players get ready and learn how to prepare and be an NFL quarterback. I don't think he signs with the Indianapolis Colts to be a backup quarterback and an emergency quarterback. I think he signs with the Indianapolis Colts because they feel strongly that he gives them a better chance to win over Riley Leonard. And now, look, Riley Leonard at this point in time has that sprained knee, I believe it is, and literally it's a day-to-day deal. They haven't announced whether he's going to play or not, so it may thrust.
But he may already be the backup. I think he has to be. He has to be, right? Yes, they don't have anybody else.
Yeah, but I mean – The reality of it is right now where we sit, I don't know that Riley Leonard's even practicing because of the knee. I don't know if they're they could announce any minute that he's not going to play. And so this was a sign because they feel like Phillip Rivers is the best thing on the market, which there's not much out there, that knows the system and that could give them a chance to win. Now, it is important to note that Phillip Rivers does go back with Shane Steichen. Yeah. He knows this offense like the back of his hand, so stepping in immediately and mentally knowing this offense is not going to be a problem. The question obviously is physically, can he still perform? Now, he's never been an athlete, like a mover and a shaker, so he's going to be a statue in the pocket anyway. And look, he's been around the high school game, and I can tell you,
hasn't he been coaching or something?
He's been coaching for 5 years. Yeah, but the significance here is I can tell you, man, I could spin it as well as I could ever spin it as long as I was training quarterbacks. I was actually conditioning my arm more training quarterbacks than I was when I was playing. And so the fact that he's been involved in the game and probably been training his kids and has been throwing the ball around and all that kind of deal, the arm may very well still be there. I didn't lose it until I quit gripping a football every day and throwing it. So the ability to throw the football is probably there. The mental aspect of it is probably there. Will Father Time just simply say, hey, man, coming out from underneath that center and reaching on that first step of that drop, we don't have the groins for that anymore, boys.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor,
Yeah, I mean, that's the part of it. I think it's the lateral movement, the pushing up hard in the pocket, obviously taking hits when 300-pounders, 250-pounders laying on you could be a problem. But, I mean, making a throw and knowing the offense, I really don't think is going to be an issue for him. He's 44. So what are your expectations?
You think he's actually going to get in?
Absolutely, 100%.
You think so?
I don't think he comes.
God, but we saw this CJ, we saw CJ's rust after four games.
Yeah, this is not. I mean, absolutely, he's going to play. Now it may not be right away. Hell, he's a Band-Aid.
I think Brett Rippon is on their
bad player
on their stat on their on their roster.
Not a bad player. They may see if Britt can get him Brett or Britt can get him through a game or two. But yeah, I think the plan is the minute he's ready and act physically feels like he can play.
You think he probably get
because
they're
on the field.
They're 8-5. I mean, they're not dead. I mean,
not yet. They're close, though.
That horse is barely kicking, Ron.
This is going to be
– at what they got? At
I think
Seattle.
He's gonna play, and I think
at Seattle.
I think it's going to be a rough go.
At Seattle, home Niners, home Jags, at Houston?
Correct. Second toughest remaining schedule in the league, I believe.
Not to mention they're tough, three of those teams. I don't know exactly where the 49ers defense is right now with their injuries, but I know the other three defenses are pretty damn good.
I've watched that 49ers team multiple times. I don't know how they have 9 wins. With all the guys they have injured, I don't know how the hell Kyle is putting it together.
I think he plays, and I don't think it's pretty when he does.
I think Will Anderson will feel bad about hitting him.
I don't think he will. I think he'd gladly go get him.
I think he'll go get him, but I think he'll
get him teams.
I think he'll feel bad.
By that time,
hey,
he'll
man,
be
let me help
on,
you up.
But what's Will got right now? Will got 12 yet?
No, 11 and a half. No,
hurt him, didn't it?
10. Or somebody's got 11 and a half, and somebody's got 10 and a half or 11.
Let's
I know Daniil has
Will.
More. So I think he's probably at 10.5.
5 o'clock fire.
That guy's got to be going.
I'm going to tell you, I accidentally came across that guy on social media the other day. That's absolutely terrible.
Yeah,
I thought it was a joke. He's dead ass serious.
He just took that praise and worship song and just turned it into his own.
He's living.
They
I don't know what I mean. Some of them I've seen, boy.
Every time I hear that praise and worship song, I just crack up.
He's in Ryder Colts.
I change words to the Colts every single time.
Lean blue.
All right, a couple of Astros news and notes. The Astros, they will pick 17th after the draft lottery went down. The White Sox stunk, and they went ahead and got the number one pick as well. But after the draft lottery goes through, the Astros are 17th overall in the MLB draft in 2026. They had a 0.34% chance to win the lottery, and so obviously they're 17th. But more news and notes as they head towards this new season. Astros manager had a few things to say injury-wise for players, talking about injuries. And health is going to be a major emphasis this year for players like Jose Altuve and Yordan Alvarez. Right now, quote, I need to keep guys healthy, Joe Espada said. And it looks like Jose Altuve is going to be at the forefront of that with Yordan Alvarez. He said Yordan Alvarez will play most of his time at the DH spot to try to keep him healthy. And then he talked about this with the MLB Network in regards to Jose Altuve and how they want to handle him.
You know what? I like the fact that he is open to helping, to do whatever it takes to help the team. But I think second base is his prime position. I think we're going to see him play there more this season. Giving us some starts in left field, that's something that I will sit down and talk to him about that. But right now, I need to keep our guys healthy. I think a lot of these players can play multiple positions. Paredes can play some second, third, and first base. It allows me to keep Correa and Walker healthy. The DH spot, I'm also going to use that spot to keep those guys off their feet. I got some really good players that once they're healthy, it's a really good team to it's going to be a really tough team to beat.
I can already see this, Tyler. This is going to frustrate Clint to high heaven this year.
Oh yeah.
Well, listen.
It's soft.
But you got to understand. Before we get Clint in here and let him cut this promo, Tyler, what would you say is the number one reason that they ended their streak of going to the playoffs?
Oh, 1, 2, and 3, injuries.
Injury, help.
Like you never seen.
So they're probably going to really go overly cautious about how they handled that because it derailed their season so much. And it was. It was a weird thing, man. It wasn't the Dubons going down. No offense to Dubon. I mean, it was every important player with the exception of Hunter and Framber seemed to go down at some point and miss significant time. So, Clint, I know this is going to frustrate you, but they want to avoid what happened last year, and they are going to do everything they can to try to avoid injuries and have the situation of what happened last year.
I don't have a problem with acknowledging what happened last year. I don't have a problem with firing your entire medical staff and say we got to take a different approach to this season.
Really, really happy.
I got a problem with thinking that you need to rest everybody on the team that's over 21 years old because you think load management is going to keep these guys healthy. Like Paredes didn't snap a hamstring last year because he was overplayed. He was overworked. I mean, these guys aren't injured. Like Pino didn't rip an oblique or whatever the hell he did and have oblique issues down the stretch because he was overworked. I mean, there was clearly you fixed the medical staff and the day to day training and what you're doing to get these guys right, some of the in season stuff to keep them healthy, but I just hate the out of the gate, man. We got to cut play time. We got to load manage these guys to being healthy, man. Let them go play baseball. Just go play baseball.
They got some older cats that I think they're gonna be careful.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Correa. Alvarez isn't older, but he's got some issues. Correa, Altuve.
Hell, he just rattled off the whole team.
And maybe Walker can play every day at first base.
No, he said Walker. He said that with Paredes being able to play three positions, he gets Walker, Walker and Correa some rest.
By the way, right, one of them aren't going to be here. Right. Like, Walker, Paredes, Correa, Altuve, who they just told us is going to be playing second base. Pena, that's like, those are all everyday players. Unless Paredes runs to the outfield or something, like, it feels like.
And well, I know, ideally, to my point, even better, somebody's going to be gone.
Yeah,
but the thought, like, to me, if you're interested in putting the best team out there, you put Yordan's ass in left field, and then whoever of those infielders, four infielders you mentioned, isn't playing. I guess it's five with four because you're not counting Pena.
Yeah.
Those four infielders, whichever one is not in the field, is at the DH. It's that easy. This ain't hard.
Yeah, Yordan's got the DH spot. Got to make sure he's healthy, baby.
Yeah.
You know it.
Yeah.
I mean, he missed 116 games or something like that last year.
Yeah.
Sit your ass down, man. Stop running so hard, man.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.